Welcome back, everybody. This is Autonomy, coming live to you here on Podbean. I promised you earlier a little bit more background on the Asmin unceded, unconquered nation, who has a nation-to-nation relationship with Canada. And I have chosen here for y'all a segment from October 27th. You can look it up on the askitforequity.com website. That's askitdigitforequity.com/asmin-4-freedom-truth-zoom-36-oct-27th. Okay, and what we're hearing here is Glenn Vogue, Indigenous sovereignty lawyer with a struggle of long years, decades, to gain sovereignty for the Indigenous Métis Nation. Let's listen into that. I'm not quite sure where I'm here.
What to call a hot news
sister is a woman.
I am one of your...
This is the prayer. It always starts with a prayer. The thing is, tonight... what's the time now? In about 2 hours, there will be another Zoom call with Glenn Vogue and others of the Asmin Nation. And you can go to my website at abroadcom.net to join into that. Okay, you can request an email by emailing to Asmin directly. All of these informations, respectively, are on their website. So just either go to my website at abroadcom.net or go to Asmin's website at askitforequity.com, and this should also be in the description of this show. So without further ado, let me tune into this here. And that is the Asmin session from October 27th of last year.
Right into our agenda with our Indigenous lawyer, Glenn Vogue. So Glenn, we do have our first item, of course, is the Asmin certificate. I don't know, since you have such hot news this evening, did you want to start in the order, or did you have another?
Does the group want the hot news first? Because, oh my God, I'm going to hold myself back.
Okay.
Hot news.
Well,
hot,
you know what?
Hot news.
I think it seems like hot news. Why not?
This morning we woke up to a cabinet shuffle by the Trudeau government. The Grand Chief called me, and there is a new Minister of Indigenous Affairs in Ottawa, and that new minister is a woman who is the MP in the Grand Chief's riding. So now he's got her. She can't get away from him. He's a constituent of her riding. And I just can't help but think that is a harbinger of a huge change that's about to come. As
yes.
Canadians are waking up to the fact that we're the wealthiest country in the world and we're not going to take it anymore.
Correct.
So that's number one. Number two, it was announced today by the Catholic Archbishops of Canada. Guess who is coming to Canada to apologize?
Again, this is Maren here just intersecting. I'm live here on Podbean with my show Autonomy. But this is, of course, an Asmin session from October 27th of last year, just so you all know.
Oh.
Pope Francis is coming. Jump in there, Sabina. Jump in there. Would you pull your jaw off the ground?
I'm holding it open.
And we are going to be waiting for the Pope, which I'm Catholic, so I'm not bashing Jesus Christ.
That's right.
I am bashing the Vatican Bank and the audacity of these people to present a check for $30 million of fake currency that comes from the Chase Bank in New York, because we had to borrow that, right? Trudeau ain't right. Got it. We're $2.5 trillion in the hole. So we've got no reserve over there to pay the $30 trillion. So it has to be borrowed from Chase Bank in New York, the central bank of North America. And then it'll go out to the reserves, and then it'll come back to Chase Bank. Probably with interest. So they're making currency profits, interest profits, on this loop. And the stooge is the Pope, Francis himself. Now keep in mind that Malachi, the great prophet from the 13th century, predicted that this is the last Pope.
Yes.
And after that, I mean, who knows what's going to go on as we're slingshot out of COVID, a lockdown. You know, you can't keep us locked down forever. When we get out of here, it's going to be slingshot time.
Yes.
Catapult. And so what's critical there is we'll be waiting for him when he comes with a class action lawsuit issued in Superior Court of Ottawa, because we are not going to let this go with an apology.
Wonderful. Right? Yes, I agree.
If the Earl comes to my home last weekend and torches the place, and we almost did, but and wrecks my house, goes into a hotel and wrecks the hotel room he's in. He says, I'm sorry. That's okay, Earl. I know you're sorry. No, he's going to have to pay a reparation. And it's not going to be $30 million. It's going to be getting back the resources of Canada to the people who are born here. And that's the concept of a republic we'll go into on one of the, I think it's item 3 with Dr. Martin. The first video with what's a republic and inalienable rights. Well, this leads to the third thing that happened today. In my own personal case, I won a case of $12 million 5 years ago, and I earned 25%. And the only issue left now is can I collect on a reserve? And so the court ruled in my favor today. You have a good judge who's fair, who sees a crook trying not to pay his ex-wife, not paying his accountant, not paying anybody, because he's on this enclave called the reserve. He thinks he's safe. And the court today took its first or second step, because the Supreme Court of Canada has ruled when the reserves are in commercial mainstream, it's not totem moccasin time. It's gas and tobacco and mostly marijuana sales that are going through the roof and increase wealth for these band chiefs and people on this protected enclave. So now in the commercial mainstream, under the Indian Act, says you can't go on there, right? This is a huge shot over the bow to dissolve the Indian Reserve. Keep in mind the convention, and this is difficult stuff for most people, but we're in the advanced school here.
That's right.
The Convention on the Elimination of Racial Discrimination, CERD, it's on our website.
Right.
It's again another Article 3, like under Article 3. Article 3 of the CERD Convention states you cannot have a reserve, an apartheid policy.
Yep, that makes sense.
Canada agreed to that. Well, because this is the key part. The reserve pumping money into the bands, these corporate bands, keeps up this illusion that the bands are in control or agreeing to the resource sharing that goes between the band CEO and Canada Inc.
Mm.
They're not sharing the resources of Canada. with Errol, Sabina, and Jeff, right?
Right.
It's the corporate band on the reserve has the right to declare some portion of the resources in an alleged treaty with Canada Inc. in Ottawa. And we've already sent this message to the UN to dissolve the reserves under the CERD as apartheid policies. Guys, and once we do that, it's time then for the Republic to come in and say, everyone on this call is entitled to a portion of the richest country in the world.
Wow. Wonderful. Okay? Okay. Yes. Yes, so, huge.
The last step is the Court of Appeal of Ontario and Toronto, where we convicted three judges. 3 weeks ago, we convicted three judges of cultural genocide.
Mm-hmm.
We're not in consultation with our people as you take our land and resources, suspend you for your stance on a vaccine. I'm not going to the vaccine. I'm saying it's an issue of being entitled under a republic. You're born with inalienable rights to control your body, what goes in it. You own the resources. You came to a planet as a soul, the wealthiest planet in perhaps many universes, the Earth. It's a jewel.
Yes.
It's controlled by a certain hierarchy. But all this, guys, are accelerating. And so now we're one step away from a decision by a judge, by the Ontario Court of Appeal, with three of them convicted. And we did that in part to say, warn them that they're going to be charged at the Hague for cultural genocide.
Wonderful. I mean, that's great.
Once we dissolved the reserves, because Justin Trudeau promised in 2017 in a video he was going to end the reserve policy. Folks, that was Nelson Mandela in 1993 after 27 years in prison. Mm-hmm. And it was gone from South Africa in 1993. And here it is still alive today in Canada because we're the richest country in the world. They want this banned corporation harness put on the resources that the Supreme Court of Canada in the Haida case at paragraph 32 states that Canada Inc. only ever had de facto control of our resources. And mm-hmm. now we're coming forward with the de jure, the lawful government of the richest country in the world. And we heard yesterday through Dennis Cowan in Vernon, BC, an RCMP officer is now with investors creating a municipality. He's removing the municipality from BC in a small town, and they're going to install a republic-like government.
Whoa.
Free and clear from the corporate control from Ottawa, the Vatican Bank, and London, England.
Wow.
Folks, here we go. It's just on the horizon. Canada is going to lead the way in a brand new governmental model where we monetize the resources of this great country we were born in or that we adopted ourselves into by being an immigrant. Boom.
Ew.
Back to the show.
Wow, congratulations. That's
in one day, the Pope, the challenge to the resort, to the reserves, and the fact the Grand Chief's new MP is the new Minister of Indian Affairs. Boom, let's go.
Oh, wow. Well, that's, like I say, congratulations. That is, like, that's major news. And all of, as you said, all in one day. So,
As we accelerate.
Yes. And we will continue to do so. And let's just continue on with what we have on the agenda. And then we'll come back to manifestation. And we have so many light, wonderful, beautiful souls on this call.
Yes.
And so we are making it happen. All right, so let's go on to number one. Asman certificate works.
Is Dennis Cowan on the call?
Let me see if I can see his name.
He'll be on soon.
Okay, he's not on yet.
Yeah. Okay, he's probably on another call somewhere because he's a
he's moving,
guy,
so he should be on maybe in 5 or 10 minutes.
So we'll wait for him and we'll go to number two, Claudia.
Okay. So please, videos, we just have them off so that we can focus on Glenn. So just keep your videos off until the end. And then when you're asking your questions and introduce yourselves, etc. Awesome. So Glenn, it looks like Dennis is not on the call yet.
Yeah. We'll okay. Come back.
So if you want, we can go to the next item.
Yeah.
And then we'll come back to that, yeah. Which has to do with Claudia.
So let me choose Claudia because she's a little bit shy. She speaks with an accent, et cetera, but she came to rely on Askit and Asmin to protect her townhouse from being from being ejected from it on unceded land. She's had her trespass sign up front of her condo, and the realtor and the owner have been laughing at her on two basis. She went into a landlord and tenant hearings, and we were helping her monitor that situation, and she came out of their landlord tenant board, and she'll tell you they were laughing at her assertions of her indigenous rights. And so then she managed to issue her own statement of claim.
Mm.
Her own land claim in the Superior Court. And so I want to bring Claudia on to give a little bit of her feelings or thoughts on this momentous achievement of somebody who is, you know, really under the gun.
Right.
Instructions, and she's not hasn't won. Well, she's winning because the respondents, the defendants, did not answer, and tomorrow will deliver the default judgment that protects her condo.
Wow, beautiful.
So, having achieved the goal of successfully issuing a statement of claim for a land claim in Superior Court, no small feat, Claudia.
Yes, Claudia, please.
Tell us about the landlord and tenant board. Oh. Go slowly.
Yeah. So my hearing was back in June or July 2021. And when I had filed my response regarding the landlord and tenant board, they ignored it. Like, I don't think they ever read it. And the paralegal from the landlord, they completely disregarded it at the hearings because I was referring to my, how do you call it, factum? Or what's the other word for it?
Factum.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Memo of law.
So they completely say, so what? Like, basically, they said, so what? Like, I mean, it's a land and a tenant board. It's not the indigenous law. You know, like you have to choose one way or the other. So, but I always was repeating myself that it's under indigenous law, you know, this is what supposed to happen. But anyway, it was completely ignored back in the summertime. And now he put the townhouse on the market. It got sold, but I strongly believe that it was set up. And then back in September 24th, I filed a paper with the help of Askit to Superior Court of Justice in Kitchener. I didn't get the answer or respond from them within a 20 days as per law it's supposed to be done.
Right. First of all, you serve the document on them.
Yeah. They right. Like, I served the document, I think, September 22nd or September 23rd. And then September 23rd in the night after 5, I filed it with the court. So then the next day they acknowledged it. I got the response right away September 24th, and now it's in the Superior Court of Justice here in Kitchener, Ontario. And because they did not file the response within 20 days, now there is a form 19D, right? Notice default.
Yes.
Notice default. So I don't think they take this matter seriously. And I never heard from the landlord since June or July 2021.
Yes, and so tomorrow we'll file the default judgment and serve that on the landlord, and in the claim is an injunction stopping the property from being sold.
But being sold already, there is a sign on it.
No, but it can't, but they can't settle, they can't transfer the property in the face of an injunction.
Okay.
You can sell it as many contract times as you want, but it can't go to settlement.
So this means
by the
documents, there is a lien against the property, right?
Yes. Yeah. So that's the point of Claudia's trip from losing badly in the landlord and tenant being laughed at, right? Claudia laughed at you.
I felt terribly.
They laughed at you, right?
Yeah. It was joking. They thought it's a big joke.
This was the arbitrator at the Landlord and Tenant Act and the paralegal sniggering, this strange woman.
Right. Yeah.
And so we'll keep everybody updated on as that keeps going, but it's the demonstration of the support that the ASCET team is giving to people around the country who step forward and go into Superior Court. She'll be years in the Superior Court.
I'm a tenant. It's a rental property. It's a townhouse. Somebody is asking. Anyway, so, but the thing is, I didn't become a member of the ASCET just because of the landlord. I became the member, I believe, back in January 2021. So,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes, but these are the benefits. So for $50, for a $50 membership application, let's go. And if we have more Claudias, they better look out. So thank you, Claudia.
Yes, thank you, Claudia. Wonderful. Awesome news.
Especially the landlord can even lose the townhouse because he didn't file the papers against the within 20 days.
They had 20 days, so they have a default judgment. So the land claim, he could lose the property to ASCET, to ASMA. Yes.
Okay.
But now that loss has to be enforced in a court, and we're not sure what that's like yet. This has never happened before. An undripped court.
Whoa, that's true.
Yeah.
So because there are a number of questions about, who put the lien, who's being evicted, et cetera, maybe just start at the beginning of the issue, Claudia. Maybe just to fill in some of the loops here, the missing pieces as to why this became an issue. What's this all about?
Because I was going to school, to Conestoga College, and I was unable to pay full rent.
Yes.
Which I reside in this townhouse since November 2013. The big issue I had because I was going to school and I was not able to pay a full rent for the townhouse where I live.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, the landlord have filed the papers with the landlord and the tenant board.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, and therefore it became like he was, I tried to communicate with him to give me a time, basically. And because of me going to school full time, I was in a trouble to pay the full rent, but the rest of it, I paid utilities and the water and so on. So what right. he done also, he actually filed the false allegation to the landlord and tenant board, where they were saying that I don't pay them for the water bill, that there is over unpaid water bills, mm-hmm. that which was false. And the other one, they filed a complaint to City of Hall. I live in Cambridge.
So this is, you're listening here to Autonomy, and we were broadcasting a session from October. This aired on October 27th, I believe, last year on the Asking for Equity website. It's a session by the Anishinaabeg Solutrean Indigenous Métis Nation. And as mentioned here in the description on my show, Autonomy, you can click on those links and find out a little bit more. They're on again tonight. This is why we're on. I just felt like I wanted to give you a little bit of background on the struggle of sovereignty for the non-treaty nations here in the north of America, of Turtle Island. And I want to thank you very much for listening in. You can, of course, go to my website at abroadcom.net and follow up with all the material that you need to come into the Zoom call live with the Anishinaabeg Solotrian Métis Indigenous Nation at askitforequity.com. You have to send an email, however, to get the Zoom link. Okay, so make sure you mail the administrators in time, because if you are late, they won't let you in the session. It creates too much activity and they like to start on time. So make sure you get to that. It's going to start at 7:30 as far as I know, and you can look up all the details at my website at abroadcom.net. Thank you so much for listening here into my background of the struggle for sovereignty in North America on autonomy.